Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, this week we're not only bringing you Kentucky news, but this Kentucky news affects national news. And what this is earlier this week, on this most recent Wednesday, the senior senator of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, was giving a press conference, and then in the middle of the press conference, he just freezes for about 19 seconds, and it looks like he just has a stroke right there on live TV. We're going to actually look at this for a second, and then we're going to be talking about, well, what happens if he has to resign for health reasons? Who's going to be the new senator? It's not going to be who you expect. It's not going to be who you choose either. We'll talk about that. So we'll be looking into this, but first, now, of course, we hope that Senator McConnell will be able to recover into good health, but he's obviously not in good health right now. I mean, two different times during this interview, if you are watching closely, you can see his eyes almost rolled up in the back of his head, completely unresponsive. And he's I've been talking about this on the program now for the last year or two, that he's in poor health than what is commonly known. Well, it is now commonly known what we've been talking about for years. Now, let's talk about when he would be replaced. A senator serves for six-year terms up in the federal level in Washington. Now, this is different from the state levels. A state-level senator up in Frankfort will serve for four-year terms, but at 6 years on the national level, which means Mitch McConnell, his seat is not up for election until the year 2026. But if he should happen to pass away or resign for health reasons before that, who's going to be replacing him, and what's the process for this? Well, here is the process for it. It all has to do with the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Here's what it says. When vacancies happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, the executive authority of such state shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies, provided that the legislature of any state may empower the executive thereof to make temporary appointments until the people fill the vacancies by election as the legislature may direct. So what this means in plain English is if there's a vacancy from somebody in the Senate, then whoever is the governor of that state, they get to appoint the senator until the next election cycle. They also put in their parts where the state legislature can tinker with this process and how they want to make that process work to their individual needs. So here's what could possibly happen, in fact, likely to happen, based on the constitutional requirements, if Mitch's seat becomes vacant for whatever reason. First of all, because the state legislature was concerned that Andy Beshear just might appoint himself to become the next senator. See, this has happened in Kentucky history before. We used to have Governor Happy Chandler, then there was a vacancy, and poof, we had Senator Happy Chandler. And there's no law, obviously, we just read it, that would stop Andy Beshear from doing that. And he wants to be up in D.C. with all of his liberal buddies anyway. So the state legislature, knowing that Mitch is in very bad health, 3 years ago, back when Andy got in power, they said, well, we need to cut this off at the pass. So they added to this, saying the requirement is the governor can appoint who he wants, but who he wants must come from the same party as the departing senator. So that ensures that Andy Beshear can't appoint himself. Now, who's going to pick the people that the governor chooses from? They added a law into that that says the party of the departing senator, their party will select three people that the governor may then choose from. So it's not like the Republicans of Kentucky are going to be having a primary. It is going to be the Republican Party of Kentucky's state-level leadership. They will choose the candidate pool. So whoever it's going to be is going to be somebody who's really in good standing with what's called RPK, Republican Party of Kentucky, because they're the ones that will be putting up the different candidates. Now, let's say, what if Mitch happens to pass away or is forced to resign before the new governor election? Well, first of all, he will not resign. There's no law that requires him to resign. If he is sick and he doesn't show up, then he can stay there till the next election. Nothing would force him to resign. In fact, if you remember, back in early March, I think it was March the 8th, he had some kind of accident where he fell down and he stayed out of Congress, didn't show up at all for a month and a half. In fact, some of the Republicans up there in Congress were talking about saying, listen, maybe we should choose a new leader, because Mitch McConnell has served as the Republican Party leadership in the Senate since 2007. And he's just gone for a month and a half for his health problems. So as soon as they started talking about replacing him, then all of a sudden, oh, he said he's better and he can come back. Obviously, his health is very fragile. So if something should happen before the new governor takes office in January, if Mitch is still alive, he will not resign. But let's say he is still alive, okay? If, Lord forbid, Andy Beshear happens to win re-election.
No.
Then Mitch is forced to step down for health or dies. Then the Republican Party puts up three people. Andy Beshear will choose the absolute worst, weakest person that he possibly can to be Kentucky's next senator. Now, you would think that the governor of a state would want the best person they possibly could up there in Washington to represent your state in the United States Senate. He's not going to do that. Andy Beshear would appoint the worst person he possibly can. Why? Well, because in just a 2.5 years after that, there's going to be an election for that position, and the Democrats are going to want to defeat whichever person that is. In fact, if Andy loses this coming November,
yes, please,
then I'd bet my house that Andy Beshear would try to run for that position himself. Now, let's say that the Republican candidate, which is Daniel Cameron, let's say he wins the position. Well, then Daniel Cameron has a lot of different options. First of all, he can resign the governorship, his lieutenant governor becomes governor, and then that person can appoint Daniel Cameron to be the next Kentucky national level senator. Remember, Daniel Cameron used to be the lawyer for Mitch McConnell, and so he cut his political teeth, not here in Kentucky being attorney general, he cut his political teeth up there in D.C. working for Mitch. And he was asked in a KET interview back during the Republican primary specifically about this, and he dodged that question left and right. But I think it would be unlikely that he would do that, seeing as how he would have just been elected. So chances are he would appoint somebody else that the Republican Party would put up. So who are some of the likely people that the Republican Party of Kentucky would put as the choices? Well, I think one of the most likely people would be Kentucky Congressman James Comer. He represents Kentucky's 1st Congressional District, which is mostly over in western Kentucky. He is known statewide. And in the last several months, he's been there in the House, has been leading the investigations into the Biden corruption scheme, scheme is both of them at the same time. And so he's getting a lot of national attention. A lot of Republicans, conservatives are liking the heat and pressure that he is bringing onto Joe Biden. So he would be very well positioned to move from the lower house to the upper house up there in Congress, and I think would be very likely would be one of the people on the list and would probably be a good choice for that. Everybody and their dog in Kentucky politics is going to be vying for this position, would love to get this job. I mean, this is the key job in the state in politics. You get to stay longer than a governor does. And so they'll put up, everybody's going to be wanting that, but they're only going to choose three names, and my name will not be on that list. That's not going to happen. But everybody and their dog who's in politics and Republicans is going to try to get on there. After all, Mitch is 81 years old. He has been in the United States Senate since 1985. Do you realize you could buy a house for like $40,000 when he got into office? When he got into office, I was in middle school, and I'm now in my 50s. I think if there was ever a reason, ever a poster child for why we should have term limits, put Mitch McConnell's picture right there. We definitely should be doing this. So that's where we're at right now. If something should happen to Mitch up until January of this year, Andy Beshear gets to choose the replacement. After January of next year, it depends who's governor at that time. It might be either Andy Beshear or Daniel Cameron, and we would get two very, very different choices. So let me ask you a question and put your quote in the comments on who do you think would be the best person that the governor, let's say it's Daniel Cameron, let's say it's a Republican governor, Lord help us, who do you think would be the best person that Governor Cameron could appoint to be the new senator from Kentucky? So we'd have Rand Paul and this other person. So don't just put a name in the comments. Put down the reasons why you think that this would be a good person that the Republican Party of Kentucky should consider. Who knows? If there's enough support for whoever comes up, they might wind up actually getting the position. So this is what's going on in Kentucky news this week, some of the analysis behind all of this, and the reason some of these laws exist. One of the reasons I hope that you watch Patriot Point every week, because they're not going to go into this detail and know all the background about this stuff on the other mainstream news channels. So if you've never subscribed, make sure you subscribe, share this, like the video, all that kind of jazz, and I'd really appreciate that. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.